Can you define slash explain sankharas, mental formations? For example, what phenomena does it include? How can one evaluate what is not sankhara? How does it differ from the Hindu yoga sankharas? Actually, I have no idea of how that's held in Hindu traditions. Or even, I assume it has a similar meaning, but I have no idea what it's implied or defined by. In the sankharas, in terms of mental formations, and sankharas is used in different contexts, and it's a word that just literally means constructed, formulated, compounded. So that it's used in the context very general and broad. So like when we do the morning chanting, sambe sankhara anicca, all compounded things are impermanent. So that includes everything that's internal, external, mental, physical, anything that's of a compounded nature. Actually, everything except for nibbana, so is a sankhara. But then sankhara in terms of mental formations are specifically defined within the context of the five khandhas, or the five aggregates of being, form, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness. And sankharas are then, I think there's, in the Abhidhamma, there's like 52 sankharas that are listed, and that's a sort of a broad brush in terms. So that the feelings of or emotions of happiness or sadness are sankharas, as opposed to the feeling of pleasure or pain. As it gets more complex and is a mental formation, then it's it falls within that sankharas. It's ability to pay attention is a sankhara. Mindfulness is a sankhara. Confusion, delusion are sankharas. Wisdom, discernment are sankharas. Loving kindness, like metta, karuna, mudita, upeka, are all sankharas. So it's the those formations within the mind that are formulations of thought, directing of attention, manifesting of emotion, all of that is sankharas. And as soon as it's say like with the question of how can one evaluate what is not sankhara, if it moves, it's a sankhara.